Good morning, everyone. Everyone travel through the fog okay? Well, I'm so glad to be here together today. We can spend time together in God's Word and just reflect on what He's saying to us.
很高兴我们今天可以一起花时间在这边来读神的话语，来看看神要对我们说什么。
How many of us remember here what the discipline, the spiritual discipline was this month that we learned?
大家还记得我们这一次哦这一年我们要学的这个属灵的课程是什么吗
？What was it? Prayer life.
我们这个月要学的属灵的这个主题是祷告，祷告的生活。
How many of us have been practicing? How many of us have been working at our prayer life?
那有多我们当中有多少人有现在正在学习或是正在实践或练习我们的祷告生活
？Once a month, we go through these disciplines to encourage us as a church to get better at knowing God, get in a deeper relationship with God, and that first thing that helps us to do so is prayer.
我们每一个月都有一个课题，一个属灵的主题，我们要来练习，来帮助我们更靠近神，更了解神。那我们最重要就是一开始很重要的第一个月我们要做的就是祷告。
And I hope that we've been trying, I hope that we've been spending more time praying to God than we did before we heard that sermon on the first Sunday of January.
那我希望其实我们大家有花更多的时间来做就是实践这些或是来练习我们的祷告来与神亲近然后甚至是在我们听到我们第一周的讲道之前。
In the English worship,we were encouraged to wake up in the morning, and the first thing that we do before we hit that floor with our feet is to open in prayer our day, start our day out talking to God.
那在Chuck 牧师在英文敬拜的正道当中有鼓励大家就是我们每一天开始，当我们眼睛张开，在我们的脚触碰到下床触碰到地板之前，我们要做的第一件事情就是来跟神说话。然后就是透过祷告来开始我们的一天。
We talked about how we spend time praying, thinking that it's like we're talking to a God who's in the distance.
我们花很多时间在讲说我们的祷告是什么呢？祷告就是来对着我们神说话，虽然他好像是在很远的地方。
But really, we're talking to God who is right here with us, right next to us. We can have a conversation anytime we want to with God because He is right there.
但其实当我们祷告跟神说话的时候他不是在远方他就在我们的旁边就在我们的隔壁我们随时随地都可以来跟他说话。
So when we start our day off talking to God like he's right there, we continue through our day praying without ceasing. We continue through our day talking to God like he's walking with us like a friend down the halls or a coworker sitting at a desk next to us. We can talk to God in such a way.
那我们当我们每一天用祷告来开始我们的生活，就好像神就在我们旁边的时候，我们随时随地来跟他说话，就好像他跟我们一起来度过我们每一天的每一个时刻。我们祷告不停止，他就好像我们的同伴就在我们的旁边，或在我们工作的地方。
So on a scale of from 1 to 5, 1 being I need to work on it really hard, and 5 being it's going awesome. How are we doing with our prayer life?
那如果我们来衡量我们的祷告生活，从一到五来衡量，假如一是我很需要改进，我还要再很努力；五是我很满意，我觉得做得很好，然后也很经历神。大家觉得自己是在哪一个阶段
？What kind of things can we do to improve our prayer life？
有哪些事情我们可以做来帮助我们改善我们的祷告生活呢
？I hope that encouraged you to keep pursuing a better prayer life with God, and that you're practicing that.Making it a part of your day, making it a part of your life, because it is so crucial.
那我期望就是我们每个人都可以来，就是改进我们的祷告生活，来帮助我们改善我们的每一天，成为我们生活当中很重要的一部分。
Last week, we went through 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 1 to 25.
上礼拜我们讨论到，我们看到我们读的经文是在哥林多前书一章一到二十五节。
And we were encouraged to be in unity together, that in that unity we've been brought into fellowship with Jesus Christ.
那我们鼓励大家能够在主里面合一，因着在主里面合一，我们可以来经历神，能够更靠近神。
And if we're in fellowship with Jesus Christ, there should not be divisions among us.
那如果我们要合一的话，在我们当中就不应该有分隔。
We should all be claiming the same message, teaching the same things about Jesus. There should not be that separation within His church.
那既然我们要在里面合，在神里面合一，我们应该要来宣告同样的真理，同样的信仰。我们的教会应该来教导同样的信息，然后我们在我们里面不应该有不同的教导。
And from that passage, we see that there's a difference between the principles of Jesus Christ, what we read, what He tells us and teaches us, and the way that we practice it.
那在上周的信息当中，我们可以看到，我们有一样的属灵的原则，但是在我们实践上可能会有不同的方法。
And so if someone practices a principle of Jesus Christ differently than someone else, maybe they don't wake up in the morning and pray, maybe they wait till after their shower and pray. If someone practices it different, that does not mean that they're wrong and I am right. We need to focus on the principles, the teachings of Jesus Christ, and stop pointing the finger and saying, well, they do it wrong, I do it right.
那我们可以看到，在实践的时候，可能会有不同的方法。有的人可能习惯一起床，一睁开眼睛就祷告；有的人可能等到他们洗完澡才祷告。但是我们不能因为实践的方法不同，然后就指着别人说别人是错的，我是对的。最重要的是，神的就从耶稣而来的这个原则，或者从神的教导是一样的，但是在实践上可能会有不同的方法。
And so that was the problem with the church in Corinth.That is the problem with his church today. We are not unified in our source, and our source has to only be Jesus.
那在当年，在圣经里面，哥林多前书这个年代所提到，这是哥林多教会所面临的问题。他们可能就有不同的方法，就因此有分派别。在我们现今的教会当中，现今这个时代的教会也有同样的状况。我们有不同的喜好，不同的偏好。而造成有阻隔。
In our church, it is not just Hope Fellowship. It is not just PCCF. It is just not College and Career Group. It is not just Youth Group. It is not just the Children's Ministry. It is one church together, unified under Jesus Christ. That is what we preach and that is what we teach here at this church.
那在我们教会当中，我们大家不应该只看到。我们有个别的团契或组织，我们不该只看到只有家庭希望团契，不应该只看到有迦南团契，不应该只看到学生团契，或者是青少年，或者是各样的团契，或者是小组。我们看到的应该是我们整体就是一个教会。
And I am so excited that we can go through this together as a church in both services, together in joint services. We can talk about unity.
那我非常的兴奋，很高兴我们可以是整个教会一起来探讨这个合一的这个话题，合一的这个主题，然后特别是在平常在英文团契跟在中文团中英文的敬拜以及中文的敬拜，我们可以有这样联合的敬拜，一起来探讨这个课题。
Because as a pastor, as a Christian, I see the unity in the church, the whole church together, universal church.Is so broken.
身为一个牧师，当我看到我们就是普世性的这个教会有非常多的阻隔，然后是破碎的，我很非常的伤心。
And it's broken because we stop looking at our source, Jesus Christ, and start focusing on what I'm doing, kind of like a Pharisee.
那刚才牧师有提到，就是我们教会应该是有虽然不同的方法，但是应该有共同的。源头就是我们的耶稣，那我们普世性的教会也应该是看到同样的源头，就是我们的耶稣基督，我们的神。
And so when I'm focused just on the unity, or just on myself, the unity just flees like the plague. It doesn't want to be around because we're all selfish, we're all self-focused. And so that is what happens when we bring in our own selfishness into our religion, into our faith.It becomes about us. It becomes a religion. It's not about Jesus.
那当我们每个人都只看到自己本身的需要，只看着重在自己，我们就变得很自私。当我们把自私带到我们的信仰当中的时候，我们就没办法合一，因为我们都只着重在自己。
Our passage today, we're actually going to overlap just a little bit from last week's passage because it has a lot to do with what we're continuing to talk about.
那我们今天的信息会跟上周的有一点重复，会有一点交集。那因为这是很重要，我们今天会借着这个继续往下探讨。
And so we're going to pick it back up in verse 18 together, 1 Corinthians 1:18. You can follow along with me as I read on this, and you can look at it on the screen or in your Bible, your text.
那我们今天我们会稍微回顾一下上周的部分的经文，我们会从哥林多前书一章十八节开始往下看。那待会牧师会念，大家可以跟着一起看，或者是看，跟着一起念，或者是看投影幕上的经文。
Please follow along. For the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise and bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent. Where is the wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the disputer of this age? Has not God made foolish the wisdom of this world? For since in the wisdom of God, the world through wisdom did not know God, it pleased God through the foolishness of the message preached to save those who believe. And we continue on. For Jews request a sign. Greeks seek after wisdom. But we preach Christ crucified. To the Jews, it's a stumbling block. And to the Greeks, foolishness. But to those who are being called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God, because of the foolishness of God is wiser than men. And the weakness of God is stronger than men.
You don't have to. 那刚才的经文在哥林多前书一章十八到二十五节，请大家自行参阅同一幕上的经文。
The cross, what we even have up here, sometimes we hang on our necks.
我们讲到十字架，我们这边有一个，很多时候我们甚至在脖子上挂着十字架的项链。
Represents that thing that hung our Savior on it. And we look at that cross changes everything.
这十字架象征代表着我们的救主为我们死在上面，那这件事情改变了一切。
The message of the cross, which may seem pointless and irrelevant to a world who does not understand, the message of the cross changes everything.
对这世界来说，十字架以及十字架的背后的所带来的意义或信息，好像不重要，好像不相关。
It seems it may be pointless to a world that doesn't understand because in the world, the natural mind cannot understand the things of a superior God who knows everything. The worldly mind does not understand God.
这个信息为什么显得好像不相干或是不重，对世界来说不重要？因为这世界没办法了解一个全能的神、全知的神。这世界上是有限的，没办法看到这个改变一切的十字架的信息是何等的重要。
And as people, what do we do when we don't understand something?
那身为人，当我们不了解一件事情的时候，我们会怎么做呢？
We begin to just be proud and like, oh, well, we don't, whatever. That doesn't make sense. That can't be true. The pride rises up out of us because it shows us that we don't know everything.
当我们不知道的时候，很多时候我们的骄傲就升起。就我们会就觉得反正我们不了解不知道那一定不重要我们不在意。
But in all reality, the cross that seems so insignificant, not important to a world that doesn't understand, that cross is God's greatest power and the greatest wisdom that he gives to us.
在这世界当中也许对世界来说这个十字架不重要但其实这十字架是何等重要对我们是何等重要这是神真正的智慧我们可以就是赐给我们让我们来了解
So Paul's reminding the church you're bringing in stuff that Jesus never said you need to be careful that you follow what our Savior said to do
所以保罗就警告教会或是告诫教会说你们要小心你们所教导的并不是有时候不是神说的你们的教导或者你们所遵行的是要是神所就是神所教导的
So he's speaking to a church about the natural mind, how the world does not understand the wisdom of God because when God gave that wisdom to it, it couldn't even grasp the understanding.
所以保罗所提到的就是这个世界并不真正了解神的智慧，然后他们所教导的很多时候是属世的。
And that church was divided because they were bringing in their own teachings apart from God's teachings.
那哥林多教会为什么会有 分党结派，就是因为他们带入了很多属世属人的教导，并不是真正从神而来的。
Now I don't want to jump ahead because we'll be talking in chapter 4 in a few weeks, but this passage, if you notice, this whole book has everything to do with each other. You can't just segregate it and stuff like that. The whole book is written on purpose and will have some similarities.
那虽然现在创牧师并不想跳到后面的就是跳到后面的经文去讲，但因为之后我们还会提到，但是今天我们会提到一点哥林多后书四章的经文。那大家知道这个哥林多这个书信是写给哥林多教会，然后它是前后文是息息相关的，然后我们没办法就是只独立的来看一小段。
This verse right here, chapter 4, verses 3 to 4 says this, and even if our gospel is veiled,It is veiled to those who are perishing. The God, Satan, the God of this age has blinded the minds of unbelievers so that they cannot see the light of the gospel that displays the glory of Christ, who is the image of God.
那经文是从其实哥林多后书四章三到四节，然后已经打在投影幕上。
Now I'm going to blow your minds with this statement. You're going to be like, wow, that was so profound. Thank you.
那我接下来要跟大家讲到一个论点，大家可能会觉得，哇哦，这个论点实在是太令人惊讶，太重要了。
Are you ready?
你准备好了吗
？Hold on to your chairs.
抓住你的椅子。
You might fall off.
你可能会掉下来。
The world's wisdom and understanding is based on man's wisdom and understanding.
这个世界所谓的知识，所谓的了解。都只是建立在人有限的这个知识以及了解上。
So the church who was given the knowledge and wisdom of God is going back to man's way of thinking and techniques to try to do what God is telling them to do. How does that make any sense?
当教会应该是从神那里领受知识及智慧的时候，但我们却选择反而去走遵循人的这些方法或者知识，这怎么会？有道理呢，我们怎么可能用人有限的知识或方法去了解或是做神的知识与智慧呢？
This verse talks about how Satan, the God of this world, okay, small g, the God of this world, Satan, is blinding the minds and hearts of the people of this world. And that is something that is, might seem so hopeless, but that is everything that the cross, what Jesus came to do to take care of, was to open up the hearts,Open up the minds of people.
这节经文在提到说，这个属世界的王就是撒旦，他就是来遮蔽我们人的心眼，让我们看不到从属天而来的智慧。但是耶稣的十字架就是来打破这一个常规，打破这个事情，让我们可以不用被这个来捆绑。
Satan tries very hard to take any ounce of truth and try to twist it.In your mind,
撒旦魔鬼撒旦非常努力的在尝试把所有的真理加上一点点扭曲，然后透过这样子，透过这个扭曲，让我们就是没办法真正来认识神或是认识真理。
And so what was happening in that church? They had the teachings of Jesus Christ right there with them, and they were bringing in their own stuff. Well, I think this is the better way to do it. Or you know what?Apollos, he told me that this is how we should do it. And so the church was dividing because man-made techniques and practices were more important than the words of Jesus Christ, our Savior.
在哥林多教会，他们其实原本就已经有神的话语与他们同在，但是他们却带入了属于人的方式、人的了解，然后甚至分门别派，觉得这个人的教导比较好，或是亚波罗说这个才是对的，然后他们用人的方式去想办法去了解。神的话语，所以最后带来就是他们的分裂。
You see, the Greeks, they sought after this knowledge, this education, this wisdom that they could get as much as possible. They would try to pursue it. They would debate over it. They would sit there and just talk philosophy all day. And really, it came to nothing.
希腊人或者希利尼人，他们是众所皆知，他们在喜欢追求智慧，他们要追求人类可以追求到最高深的智慧，他们喜欢整天坐在那里讨论哲学，他们想要了解就是智慧的最顶端、最尖端，可是他们得到却是什么都没有。
And when it came to the Jews, it was like, Lord, where's my sign? I need that sign to know that you're saying this is true. That sign, Jesus was the most ultimate sign, and they missed it.
那至于犹太人，他们总是要来寻求一个神迹，然后他们总是想要有一个神迹来引领他们，但他们却没有看到耶稣已经就是最大的神迹，耶稣已经引领他们。
I believe today the downfall of the world started from the beginning with Adam and Eve when Satan tempted Eve and said, eat that. Guess what? You know, is God really telling you the truth? Is what he's saying true? And are you sure? And so Eve was like, oh, maybe he's right. Maybe I don't know everything. Maybe God didn't tell me everything.
那乔姆斯相信，就是我们人的堕落，就是从最起初亚当夏娃的时代开始，当蛇来引诱夏娃来犯罪的时候，他是用了谎言来告诉夏娃说：“你吃了不一定会死，你真的知道所有你该知道的吗？神真的有让你知道这些吗？”那夏娃听了他的引诱或者他的这些谎言之后，就开始怀疑，甚至觉得也许吃这个果实并不会死，也许吃了我可以得到好处。所以因此就犯罪沉沦了。
I mean, come on. They got to see creation. They got to see what God was doing. And they got to see the miracles of what he performed. And then one little temptation from Satan. Oh, are you sure? And Eve is like, oh, I'll eat the apple.
搞什么啊？亚当夏娃他们看到，亚当他看到了这个神的创造，然后也看到神行这么多神迹，经历这么大的神迹，经历这么多的恩典，结果因为蛇的或是撒旦的一个小小的谎言，夏娃就起了怀疑，就觉得好吧，那我来吃这个禁果吧。
But I look at what Eve did, and I'm just like, you know what? As much as that was just ridiculous, I probably would have done the same thing if I lived back then. If I was Adam back then, I probably would have done the same thing.
不过你知道吗？虽然这个看起来很不可思议，怎么会有这样子的事情？但今天如果是我们，或者我自己在当时的情况，如果我是亚当，我可能也会犯同样的错误。
And so that question that Satan asked Eve way back in the garden is that same question the world struggles with today.
那在伊甸园当中，是撒旦问夏娃的那个问题，这是真的吗？这个问题也是今天我们的世界所在挣扎的一个问题。
In as much worldly wisdom and philosophy that we can attain on this earth in this life, we must be careful with what we claim is true and what we know is false.
那即便在今天在这个世界上，我们可以极尽努力的来追求这属世的，或是来接触这些世界的智慧与教导，但是我们要非常非常的小心，到底什么是真理。
Because what we know, what we believe,What we understand about God, that information could be the very thing that either helps us live a life that is following and in pursuit of God, or a life that is tainted and corrupted by man's thought and wisdom.
因为我们对神的了解，就是我们对神能够有多了解，这件事情有可能帮助我们更靠近神，有可能帮助我们更认识神，但如果一不小心就是我们了解不对的话，也可能让我们远离神，然后走向败亡。
The information we know can either help us live a life pleasing to God, or one that is falling so badly short of God.
我们所接触到的这些信息，有可能帮助我们更靠近神，也有可能导致我们远离神。
What you know about God.Will influence the way that you raise your children. What you know about God will influence the way that you teach. I can't even think of how awesome it is that we have professors in our church and teachers in our church that have the ability to teach God's word to a culture that desperately needs it. don't let the government stop you from preaching the gospel.
我非常就是当我们对神的认识会影响我们生活的每一步，然后就像我们做父母，如果我们可以认识神，我们可以教导我们的小孩，在我们教导小孩的时候是可以教导他们来认识神。我很高兴我们当中有很多的教授，有很多在学校做教授或做教导的。当我们教导的时候，如果我们也可以同时教导真理，如果我们不受这个世界有些限制，我们可以来把真正的真理交给我们周遭的人，这是何等大的影响。
I mean, if we look at Plato, okay, the philosopher Plato, he claimed that the earth finally was round, but if he was able to read the book of Job in God's word thousands of years before he even lived, he would have known that in the book of Job it says the earth was round.
有一个哲学家叫有名的哲学家叫柏拉图，他宣称就是在大家都普遍认为地球是平的时候，他宣称地球是一个球形。那其实在更久以前，在那几千年前，在他的时代的几千年前，神就已经透过在约伯记里面就已经有提到地球是圆的。他如果当时有读约伯记，他可能就不需要透过就是这么晚，或者透过这些方式来找到。
God did not give you his word to put it on a shelf with the rest of the books. He gave you his word because that book, that wisdom, that knowledge takes our minds, our wisdom out of this world and gives us access to the God of the universe. That book should be elevated. The Bible should be elevated above any other text you hold true and read and claim as fact because it is from the mouth and words of God.
神的话语，神赐给我们的话语不应该只是被我们放在我们的书架上。这个话语是可以帮助我们来超脱这世上有限的知识，然后是帮助我们能够更认识神。我们应该把神的话语或者圣经摆在其他一切教科书、知识的书之上，我们更就是把它看为最重要的。
Have you ever told someone about Jesus before? And when you told them, you felt like they were like, oh, thanks for that.
你们有没有试着跟别人告诉别人关于耶稣的事情？但当你们很热心的来告诉别人耶稣的时候，别人的反应是，哦，谢谢。
One big thing for us to realize, okay? Listen to this. One big thing we must realize, without a supernatural change, there is no heart change at all.
有一件事情我们必须要理解，要知道就是，如果没有超自然的一个改变，一个超越自然的改变，就是神，那我们的心也没办法改变。
That wisdom given to that person, unless Jesus, unless God is involved in them understanding, it's not going to change anything. And sadly, I feel like sometimes in churches, we have people that go to church and they believe that they're a Christian. They believe that they're in God's family, but it never took effect in their heart. And so their lives just don't look like Jesus's did. Sorry, go ahead, translate that.
所以当我们把福音传给就是刚才提到就是我们传给别人的时候，很多时候好像没有发生改变，很多时候如果不是神在当中做工的话，他们的心是没办法真正改变的。那在我们在教会当中，有时候我们也会看到我们有些人或者我们有时候觉得我们知识上对神理解了，好像可以就是我们真的认识神了，但是我们的心并没有被神改变，或者我们没有让神来改变我们的心，我们并没有办法活出来就是神改变的这个生命。
Yes. The gospel is not viewable to the world around us. So why should we bring in a man-made wisdom into our church? Because they don't understand. If we're trying to apply a worldly philosophy, a worldly way of living to the way we do church,We're saying to God, you know what? We know better than you.
神的话语并不是被这世界所认识或就是所接受的或者所认识的。那为什么我们要把属人的智慧或者属人的方法带进我们的教会呢？就好像我们试图用人的方法来了解神，我们就像在跟神说：“神，你知道吗？我们知道我们在做什么，我们知道该怎么做。”
And as a pastor, a youth pastor, I go through this. I sometimes struggle in my mind how much I will tell the people listening about the truth of God's word. And I'm not saying that I ever do not tell the truth. I always tell the truth. But in my heart, I understand that there's going to be this conflict with the worldly wisdom, and people might be sitting there with me listening in that might disagree with what I say or live completely different than what I say, and that can be a challenge in our hearts. But guess what? If we're given the wisdom of God, we cannot be quiet about it. You must speak the truth in a loving way.
身为一个牧师，有时候乔牧师有时候会觉得很挣扎，就是他知道神给他的这些真理，他想要来教导或是来传给每一个人，但是他同时也知道我们每个人很多时候是带着我们属人的智慧，我们所学到的属人的智慧来到这里，然后有时候神的真理会跟这些人的智慧是有冲突的，他有时候会不知道该不该或是该怎么来告诉这些人，但是他也同时也明了到，就是神给他这些智慧，我们应该用爱心来教导，不应该只是藏在我们的心里。
And I feel like I need to say this. This is not in my original plan. I feel like I need to say this. If we talk about God's word, Genesis chapter 1, and we teach anything different than what God says in Genesis chapter 1, you're adding your wisdom to God's wisdom.
这个本来不是今天要提的，但是他现在就是乔牧师很有感动要告诉大家，当我们在教导神的话语，就像是就是在创世纪第一章讲到神创造世界，当我们在教导这些的时候，如果我们加的任何属于自己的解释，属于人的这个智慧，如果教的跟就是创世纪里面写到了不一样，那我们就是用人的方式加在里面，加在神的话语里面。
If Genesis chapter 1 says that God created the world in 6 literal days, right? It says 2 times. The first day, the morning and the evening was the first day. The morning and the evening was the second day. The morning and the evening was the third day. And all the way till day 7, it says the morning and the evening was that day. 24 hours it took. Six days it took. Literal days. For the God who can do anything to create this universe, it took him to create that. And if God's word says that, and he repeats that, we listen.
所以在创世纪里面提到神创造世界用了六天、七天，然后经文特别提到有晚上、有早晨，这就是一天。那神重复了，也强调了好几次，这是一天。那一天就是24小时。所以当神他的话语亲自告诉我们他创造世界用了七天，那就是七天。
The evolutionists are saying we don't know how old the earth is, and so they make up these huge numbers because they're trying to explain where we came from, how everything was made without a God in that picture. And so when you take God out of what you believe, out of what you hold as true, you're going to have to make something else up.
那进化论的学者会告诉我们，这个世界是花了好长好长的时间，好几百万、好几千万年、好几亿年形成的。那是因为他们已经决定，首先就先把神拿掉，在假设没有神存在的状况下，那必须要有一些其他的解释，所以他们才就是有这些很大的数字。那是因为他们已经前提就是没有神存在。
Here's why this is important. Okay.If we don't take God's word for what he says it is, why don't we take the rest of it and just put our own wisdom in it too?
那这很重要的，在这边要强调为什么这个这么重要？为什么当我们不能把神的话，特别是在创世纪这里，我们如果没有把他的话语当就是一字一句都当作是真理，那我们在圣经里面其他地方，我们也都可以加上我们自己属人的智慧来解释。
Do you believe God can save you?Do you believe that he gives us hope, that he gives us freedom in our lives? He breaks the chains of sin, and he comes in and changes our hearts, our minds. If you believe that, then believe Genesis chapter 1 when he says he made the earth in 6 literal days, and that everything we see around us was made by the superior, ultimate, only one true God of the universe.
你相信神带给你救恩吗？你相信神带给你救赎吗？你相信神赦免我们的罪，就是断开我们被罪捆绑这个锁链吗？然后你相信神改变你的生命，你相信神在你里面吗？如果你相信这些，那你也应该相信 神就如字句上所说的，花了六天创造这个世界，你周遭我们所看到的这一切都是神所创造的，它是一个超越我们所能想象的一个存在。
So who are we listening to? By whose standards of wisdom are we seeking? Who are we listening to?
我们到底应该听神的呢？谁的呢？我们到底在听什么呢？我们应该用什么样的标准来看什么是真理呢？
So Paul continues to talk to this church. He says, follow along on the screen, for you see your calling, brethren, that not many wise according to the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called.But God has chosen the foolish things of this world to put to shame the wise. And God has chosen the weak things of this world to put to shame the things which are mighty. And the base things of this world and the things which are despised, God has chosen. And the things which are not to bring to nothing the things that are, that no flesh, nobody, should glory in His presence.
So,我们的标准应该从哪里来？大家可以看到我们投影幕上的经文在哥林多前书一章二十六到二十九节，这边特别提到一切有血气的，在神的面前一个也不能自夸。
Whose standard and wisdom are you seeking?
道理就是所谓智慧的这个标准，我们到底所追求的，我们所看到是谁的呢？是从哪来的呢？
What Paul was saying that even in that church, there were some that believed that they were more wise.
那保罗所提到在哥林多教会里面，甚至有的人觉得他们自己比较聪明，更聪明。
So they would bring in their own kinds of style and practice and teaching and claim that that was something that was godly and we had to follow that. If we didn't follow that, you're not a good Christian.
那些人自认自己更有智慧的人，他们有自己的一些喜好，他们带进了一些教导，他们觉得是这才是神的对他们的教导，然后如果你 不遵从的话，你就不是跟随基督的人。
And one thing that I learned when I was a teenager is to always ask why. And as a parent, it's the most annoying thing in the world. But understand that when we're trying to learnWe need to ask why, so that way we can know what's right, what's wrong. And so when we're asking why, when my little five-year-old's like, why do we do that, Daddy? I have to tell him why, because he's trying to figure things out.
那乔牧师就提到，当他的成长过程，在青少年成长过程，他学到一件事情，就是要时时刻刻常常来问为什么。对于你所就是你所听到的或者你被教导的事情，你要常常问为什么。对我们来说这是很重要的，要了解为什么我们相信这些。但是也许对小孩子的父母来说，小孩子常常问为什么是一件很烦的事情，但是这是很重要。所以当 他牧师的 小孩子，特别是五岁的五六岁那个年纪的小孩子问他为什么的时候，他也要不厌其烦的来教导为什么我们所相信的是这个。
I have a guy that I work out with. Got to know him at the gym. AndHe's telling me about his family, his upbringing, that his parents, they were so legalistic.
那牧师有一位他认识的朋友是在健身房里面认识的，那他就是告诉牧师说，他的父母是律法，是非常的律法主义。
They were people who claimed Jesus, that they were Christians and followed him, but what was happening was they were holding some standard of living that wasn't necessarily in God's word. They were holding that over their heads. And so when he was growing up, he didn't want to listen to his parents because when they said something, there was no backing in God's word for that standard that they told them to live by. And so when we're asking why God, or why mom and dad, why do we do this?Please use God's word to teach them and be careful. You don't throw in those extra little things that aren't something that God did not say.
那他这位朋友告诉他，他父母是律法主义，是什么样的一个状况呢？就是他这个朋友的父母常常，宣称他们自己是基督徒，但是在生活当中，他们有很多自己的一些标准，是他们自己加上去的，并不是真正从神的话语而来。但他们把这些标准加注在他们的小孩身上。以至于他们小孩在成长的过程当中有很多的重担，然后他们问为什么却得不到答案，没有神的话语能够来支撑这些标准， 所以当我们在教导我们的小孩或是学生的时候，我们要教导要根据的是我们的圣经，是神的话语。
And so I'm not saying what his reaction to that was, I'm not saying what he did was right. But that drove him away from his parents and away from his church.
那 这些律法主义这件事情就让他的这位朋友就是离开他的父母也离开教会。那并不是说他的反应，他对这件事情的反应就是对的。
The definition of legalism is dependence and focus on moral conduct and behavior as your righteousness, rather than on a personal faith and relationship with Jesus. We make it a list of rules instead of something that is alive, something that's exciting. We get to follow God. We get to listen to Him. He tells us already. We already have a code of conduct. We already know what He tells us to do. So we have to be careful that we don't bring in our own stuff and say that this is what God says.
所谓的律法主义，它的定义就是当我们遵行一些道德上的标准或是道德上的对行为的要求、更胜于我们来追求神的真理或神的话语的时候，那就是所谓的律法主义。所以我们要非常小心，在我们生活当中，我们不要把一些自己的喜好或是自己的偏好把它、定为就是好像就是认为这是从神而来的，而加诸在、人的身上。
And so one night in our family devotions, we try our best every night, we try our bestThere are nights that we can't or are not able to. We try our best every night to sit down with our kids and we talk about a verse or we listen to a devotional on the phone and then talk about that Bible verse together. We pray together. And one night last week, we were talking to our kids. The topic was being careful not to cave in to pressure of the world around you. And so with the kids, we're sitting there talking and we're like, okay, Aaliyah,What if someone at school encourages you to make fun of somebody else? Do you think you should do that? And so she's like, and thinking, go ahead, translate that. I'm stopping.
我就说到他们家庭每天晚上尽量每天晚上都会有一个小小家庭的这个灵修的时间，虽然有时候没办法，但是他们尽量每天都要有。他们可能会读 一小段神的话语，或是听一些，或者是参考一些就是灵修的一些资料。资源，然后他们有一天晚上，他们就是跟小孩一起在灵修的时候，他们就是鼓励小孩，就是不要受到这个世界同宅或是同伴周遭环境的影响，去做一些你不应该做的事情。所以他就问阿丽亚，就是他的女儿，一个假设性的情况：当你今天在学校，你的同学都鼓励你去嘲笑别人的时候，你应该怎么做
？And so she's thinking, she's like, well, because it's the right thing to do. And then I asked her.Why? It's the right thing to do. Yeah, it's the right thing to not cave into that pressure. Sorry. Yeah.
所以阿丽亚回来就是，那就不要跟着这个是就是同宅的压力去嘲笑别人，或是做一些不该做的事情。那 Chuck 牧师就问他，那为什么你觉得这是对的事情，然后就是不去做，不去嘲笑别人
？I asked her why because you can learn on the PBS channel that making fun of somebody is not okay.So I, as a Christian, as a parent, as knowing that we exist and do things because of God, I had to encourage her to take that thought a step further. Okay? Well, Aaliyah, it's not right to do, but why is it not right to do? And then, so that got into a bigger conversation. We don't do that because Jesus doesn't want us to. It is not loving them like Jesus told us to. We have to take our faith further than our human understanding and apply those understandings to our lives.
那阿丽亚回答说、就是不要这样做。那虽然他知道不该这么做，但是其实你也可以从一些、电视频道或者是一些教导上、属世的教导上学到说我们不应该嘲笑别人，但是我们应该更进一步的去了解，其实我们不要这样做，不要去嘲笑别人，不只是这是好的事情。或者不好的事情不去做，而是因为神或是耶稣希望我们怎么做，耶稣希望我们不要这么做，然后希望我们去爱人，那这是爱人的一个，不去嘲笑人就是一个爱人的一个表现。所以我们应该就是除了就是属世的这个智慧，我们更要去明白了解这是什么是神喜悦我们去做或是不做的。
When we bring that principle that Jesus taught us into the way that we live our lives and do it because of Jesus It changes everything. That's the difference between a good person in the world that doesn't know God and a Christian that does know God that is doing good things. We must incorporate Jesus into everything that we do, teach, and live out.
当我们就是把耶稣或者神的教导就是活在我们的生命当中，成为我们的动机，我们去做每一件事情的时候，就是跟这属世，就是属世上你做好，做一个好人，但是不认识神。跟这个有不同的就是我们今天是认识神，而且我们做这些是为神，为耶稣来做，然后来做这些好的事情的时候，这个效果是不一样的。
And so I am going to draw you a pretty picture.
所以现在牧师我们画了一个漂亮的图案。
If you look at this picture, we obviously know that Jesus is in the center.
当我们看这个图的时候，我们 很显然知道这个耶稣 是我们的中心。
Out here,are people that are considered the curious onlookers, and they're the people that see it and they're like, oh, that's good stuff, that's cool.
那最外在外圈这里是一些人看到十字架，他们可能也很好奇，然后他们可能觉得，哦，那看起来是不错的东西，那是什么呢？
Then we have here, okay, I'm putting the numbers wrong.
所以最外圈是五，然后里面圈是四。
We have the people who Jesus...You know, just like the bread and the fish, they're the ones that are coming in because they see, oh, this is something good, and I'm curious, I want to be a part of that, because, wow, he did that for me.
所以里面这一圈就是排第四类的人，他们就是像耶稣在用五饼二鱼喂饱群众的时候，那些人看到教会里面有好的，他们也很好奇，他们更进一步也许踏入了教会。
And then here we have the people who are like, I am going to commit my life to God. I'm going to give him my life. I'm, you know, I want to be a part of what he's doing, the family of God.
那第三类人就是更进一步，他们愿意委身在教会里面，他们愿意进到这个教会，愿意加入这个神的这个大家庭。
Then we have two. We have the people who are committed.They are saying in their hearts that Jesus is the only way. He is the only one that brings my life purpose. He is the only one that I want to try to serve.
那第二类人他们是更委身的人，他们愿意把他们就是遵循神的话语，愿意就是以神为中心，愿意来服侍神的。
And then we have the few, the ones who are sold out for God.I'm going to give my life to God and serve him with every ounce of being that I have. I am fully committed.
那也有更少一部分人，就第一类人，他们是完全的愿意来委身于神，他们愿意把他们所有一切奉献给神，愿意来。
Guess what? This group of people is going to be a lot smaller than the groups of people as you go out from Jesus Christ. The closer you are to God, we know the Bible tells us, if you want to pursue God, you have to be willing to give up everything for God. The people here are the ones that are sold out. They're like, Jesus, take me where you want. I am yours. I am committed to what you're doing. That is where Jesus eventually wants every single person, every single Christian to be at his feet.And worshiping him, serving him, following him.
那大家可以看到这个图，最里面的人就是最小的群组，越里面人越少。但是耶稣是其实要我们每一个人都像第一类人，他是英文是讲 sold out， 就是我是完全的，就是全人、全身、全心、全灵都是属于神的，没有一点保留。那是希望每一个人都可以像第一类人这样。
And so you might be somewhere on here.You, this should be your pursuit. Your goal is to be at his feet, sold out for God. I'm going to live with you. I'm going to follow you. I'm going to do whatever you want, even if nobody else follows me. That's what I'm going to do.
那我们可能在这圆圈上任何一个位置，但是我们每一个人都应该把第一类人当作我们的目标。我们应该全人、全心、就全灵都属于神。我们应该愿意，就是不论有没有人跟我们一样，有没有人愿意跟我们做一样的事，我们愿意全然的来寻求神。
As a church, we can only be unified if Jesus is who we're pursuing.
身为就是教会的一部分，我们只有在追求耶稣 这个前提下，我们可以达到合一。
Remember, we talked about how God uses the weak things of, you know, what the world would consider weak, to show them how strong He is.
大家记得在经文里面提到耶稣或是神如何用我们看来比较卑贱或者比较软弱的来彰显他的强大或是彰显他的全能。
This is Nick Vujicic. Vujicic.
这一位就在荧幕上这位照片打出来的是尼克胡哲。
I'm glad he's not here and listening to that because I just killed his name. But Nick Vujicic, okay? Listen, he was born in Australia, all right? And he right now serves as an evangelist, a speaker that travels the globe and is sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ to people. But this picture is very deceiving because this is what he really looks like. He has no arms. He has no legs. He only has his torso and his head.
尼克胡哲他是生于澳洲，那他现在是在 全世界来巡回的布道，是一个布道家。那刚才前一页的照片看起来可能有点美化了，然后看起来好像他很正常，但在这一张照片大家可以看到他很特别的地方，就是他生来就没有四肢，他是只有他的身体躯干跟他的就是头。
He is one of seven individuals on this planetthat have lived from the disease he was born with. That disease, I'm going to try to say tetraamelia, which means that, yes, we got a medical person here. He was one of seven people born on this planet that actually lived from that.
那他尼克胡哲他生来就有一种非常罕见的疾病，英文叫 tetraamelia, 是查了一下叫四肢断肢症，就是他生来就没有四肢，然后全世界目前只有七个人是生来就有那种疾病还生存下来的，那尼克胡哲是其中一个。
So I picked such an extreme case example like this to show us he has no arms, he has no legs, but he's on a surfboard and he is up there on a stage preaching to the world the gospel of Jesus Christ. WeThink that we're held back from some things that we might go through, but this guy, his whole life is a struggle.
那这位尼克胡哲先生，他是一个极端的例子。他生来没有四肢，可是大家可以看到他在冲浪板上冲浪，他可以在全世界巡回的来传讲神的话语、神的福音。那我们，但对我们来说，我们其实四肢健全，但是很多时候我们觉得有好多事情让我们没办法全然的来服侍主，让我们。把我们就是抓住了，让我们没办法把我们的全部都摆上。
He is one of them.
他是就是少部分、少数的所谓的第一类的最靠近耶稣的人。
He wasn't someone who was just like, oh, I'm just too weak to do this.
他并没有说啊，我太软弱了，我没办法来做这些。
Oh, every day waking up.Not being able to get out of bed just like we do, he's willing. He is willing to overcome that every day, so that way his purpose, his calling from God to tell people about Jesus, so that way he can fulfill it. And he's overcome so much. And so I look at someone like Nick Vujicic, and I'm just like, God, thank you for people like that who show me that I.Can do anything with you.
Yeah, 很多时候我们早上起床的时候，我们甚至挣扎的，我们都没办法下床，起不来。那相信尼克胡哲先生，他可能也是有同样的经历，但是他每一关，他每一天这些困难，他都能够突破。他的目标就是要来宣扬主，他的目标就是要能够让人来认识神。所以，当我们每天有很多挣扎的时候，特别是对查克牧师，他看到尼克胡哲这样的例子，就可以，我们就相信。我们就愿意来相信，当我们依靠神的时候，我们凡事都能做。
Those of us with hands and legs are struggling because we're like, I can do awesome things by myself, or you know, I can just do all these things, and we struggle to give God the glory because our lives are a lot easier than His. We struggle to say, God, this is for you, and so we get prideful in our intellect, we get prideful in our wisdom, in our abilities, and so we start to make ourselves glorified instead of God who deserves the glory.
那很多时候我们四肢健全的人，我们反而很难把荣耀归于神。 可能因为我们可以自己有、就是我们觉得自己很有知识，或是因为可能我们可以做到一些我们觉得理所当然可以做到的事情，反而在我们里面有了骄傲，让我们很难说啊，神这是感谢你让我可以做到，神啊把荣耀归给你。很多时候因着我们的骄傲，我们甚至是把荣耀归给自己，而不是把荣耀归给神。
And I stand before you as someone who struggles, okay? You, all of us in here are people that have struggles. But those struggles are not things in our way from serving God. Those struggles should not hold us down. Those struggles should not keep our mouths closed about God. Those, God shows us time and time again that no matter what, we can do anything in Him. And that because we can do anything in Him, our hearts should turn into worship to God and glorify Him in the right place that He is at, number one.
我自己本身也有很多的挣扎，但是我愿意站在这里跟大家见证。我相信大家每天生活当中都有很多的挣扎，然后以至于我们觉得这些挣扎好像是让我们阻挡我们不能来更多的来服侍神，阻挡我们不能够告诉别人关于我们所认识的这位神。但是这些其实不应该变成我们的障碍，其实就是我相信就是在神凡事都能，我们更是应该依靠神，然后能够来就是做到这些事情。
In closing, 1 Corinthians 1:18-31, we're continuing in verse 30. But if Him you are in, Christ Jesus, who became for us wisdom from God and righteousness and sanctification and redemption, that as it is written, He who glories, let him, her, whomever, glory in the Lord.
Now, 在我们要来做一个、就是、结尾的时候，我们来看到哥林多前书一章的、一样是18-31节，我们来看最后的30-31节，经文已经打在同荧幕上。好，最后特别提到，如经上所记，夸口的当指着主夸口。
And so we know that Jesus, the cross, changes everything. We know that we should be listening to God. Who are we listening to here? Who are we listening to? And then we know that God receives all of the glory, not me.
那就是提醒我们，就是我们应该是要来就是听神的话语，我们应该是要来依靠神，提醒我们自己，然后最后我们的荣耀是要归给神，是神来，就是荣耀是归于神，还是归于我们自己？
Let's pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Lord God, I am humbled.
父神，我们谦卑来到你面前。
Lord God, I know that I have struggles.
父神，我知道我们都有挣扎。
And I know you are so much more powerful than any weakness in me.
我知道你比我里面的软弱更有能力。
So Lord Jesus, would you use me?
主耶稣，求你来使用我。
Would you use us?
求你来使用我们。
Would you unite us as your church?
求你帮助我们，在你里面成为合一的教会。
That we look past our simple differences and look to our uniting source, that is you, Jesus.
让我们不看到那些阻隔，让我们分隔的小事情，让我们单单看到在你里面可以合一。
Would you help us to be about you?
让我们帮助我们，我们单单只为你。
Your wisdom is higher than man's wisdom.
你的智慧远高于人的智慧。
Man's wisdom can't even touch what your wisdom gives.
人的智慧远远没办法触及你的智慧所能给的。
Help us to be united in the understanding and wisdom of you, Jesus.
帮助我们能够在、了解追求你的真理里面合一。
And help us to be pursuing sold out lives, lives that are given to you completely in whatever sphere, whatever occupation, whatever place you have put us. Help us in those places to be sold out for you.
帮助我们成为毫无保留为你全然摆上的一群人，也帮助我们来追求你，不让我们的属世的，不让我们的工作，不让任何事情来 抓住我们，就让我们毫无保留。
So we thank you, God, for your power and your wisdom that you give to us feeble people.
我们神，我们谢谢你，你赐下你的智慧，你的能力给我们。
Help us to live and breathe our life for you and to do great things because of you inside of us and through us.
帮助我们，我们的呼吸，我们的生活都是为你而做。帮助我们可以来，就是让帮助人，也让人能够来认识你。
In your name we pray, amen.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告，阿门。
Thank you.
谢谢。